What's up, guys? Welcome back to your favorite midnight podcast show, the Midnight Show Show with Mnana. We're back here with
another. Welcome back, guys. Is your boy Sound God? This is the Midnight Show Show. So you carry three paper and I only want this thing. Okay. Sorry.
They have stolen my show from me. So, well, we know who we have today. We have Sound God. Sound God, what's going on?
I'm chilling. What's up?
Are you good?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What's that thing? That one there.
I don't fuck up now. Yeah. So, all this stuff, yeah.
So what's going on? How are you doing today?
Yeah, man. I'm chilling, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Welcome to the Midnight Shire podcast. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, we were meant to do the episode the other time, but
now we're here.
Yeah, one time.
So first, we're just going to start with you, your journey, your everything. So, like, walk us through your journey, like your whole journey from everything.
My journey, foul.
Don't worry, we're here.
Yeah, I was like, I started making beats in like, 2016. And then, because I used to make beats, and I started recording music, and then, because like I started, artist? Yeah, I probably have like 80 songs, literally.
80?
Yeah, they're like complete songs with beats and everything that I made.
Yeah, I've played one for me.
Yeah, exactly, so. Then I now, because I started like making music and I was like doing sound engineering proper. So like I started doing sound engineering. So I wanted to know how to DJ and like just dissect music. This was when I was like in uni in Dubai and shit. So, and now what else? Yeah. So, after I fast forward to me coming back to Nige and just like starting parties and doing events and all that shit. I started DJing at my parties.
Okay, so you said you were at Dubai.
Yeah, I used to live in Dubai from like 2019 to 2022.
So what happened?
Yeah, I moved back because Dubai is a bastard place. Like, it's just like the visa stuff was like mad at the point, and like they were not letting Nigerians go back, and like if you didn't have visa before, you couldn't go back, and it was just like, it was crazy.
So you came back.
Yeah, man.
So, what was the first party you organized?
I've been doing parties since I was in high school. Like all those G3 bash, all those pieces.
All those get together.
Now we did package all those G3 bash steady. Ones who know. And then, but like first party I did where I was doing like tickets and it was Y2K. Like in 2021.
That was the first.
Yeah,
I'm serious. That party went. That party was everywhere,
bro. It went like a bastard.
That guy, party like, was everywhere. It's the one that the ad was like KPK, right?
Yeah, that had the you know that guy now.
Yeah, that
they try communicate, but we'll go relate later.
Was everywhere.
Yeah, man, that shit was like the ad was everywhere. It was just like, oh man, this party is quite going. Like it went.
So, like, how did the party turn out?
Guy, I did the party with one guy, like, yeah, man, there's one guy who I used to be guys with at that point.
How did you say used to?
Because he's a bastard.
What happened?
Because he's a bastard, like, the guy is just a dead guy, like.
He's now dead?
Nah, like, he's alive, but, like, he's a dead guy, like.
What happened to him?
Bro, the guy was just, like, he's just a really messed up guy, like. Like, I used to live with him in my house in Dubai and shit, but. Yeah, a bunch of crazy shit happened, and like it's just like people do crazy things for money. Mm. So it's like,
so he's out now.
Yeah, and it's just like I didn't need people that's like, look at my nigga TUK, man. My nigga Casey is in the room. All my boys is on motion. So it's just
you
like,
can't do that.
If you just want to just chill and be a bum ass nigga, it's just like you're against the agenda. You get like we're trying to do something, and it's just like if all you want to just do is go to club and chill with babes and. Just the apartments, they show drip, they just the fresh. It's like you're not making money from doing all that shit. So it's just like, and if you're trying to be doing that shit, it's like you're distracting what we're doing and you're against the agenda.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I...
So yeah, man, 2024, no bum ass niggas in the cut. Type shit.
So after the YTK party, like, how did it go from then? Did you like, were you expecting it to go as far as it went?
Yeah, that time in my life, like, I just had plenty guys. Like, I had plenty guys.
Now you don't?
Yeah, you can say that. But yeah, I had so many guys at that point. Like, I was everybody's guy at that time. So it's just like,
now you're no longer everybody's guy.
I mean, some people, like, I lost my old Snap account, the one I used to use before. So plenty guys just thought, like, oh shit, this guy's a prick and he blocks me. And it's just like, they took my account, man. I'm not a bastard. Don't worry, I didn't block you. And then, like, ever since then, it's just like Snap became boring.
Mm-hmm.
I got a new account and everything just became boring because they locked my new account as well. I mean, now I have a new account as well, but like doing the whole new accounts piece boring. So,
now you're on. You told me you're on IG now.
Yeah, I'm on IG now. Like, I use IG a lot.
So Snap is dead.
Nah, I use Snap to post my events. I don't use Snap, but like I use Snap to promote Ibiza.
Okay, so did you like always know you wanted to be a DJ, or how did it come?
I can't lie. Like when I was like six, from when I was like six. One thing that I knew I wanted to do since I was a kid was to be 50 Cent.
Okay. That's interesting.
So, like, right now, this is the closest I get to 50 Cent. Do you get?
Yeah.
I'm still going to go to gym and do tattoos and wear white singlet and fall out. Do you understand? But, yeah. Right now, I'm trying to just get to the stage where I can be similar to 50 Cent.
Okay, so you feel like DJing was the best route to be like, why didn't you just sing? Like,
I mean, this DJ shit is only the beginning. Like, I started my own Season Studios.
So what's Season Studios about?
It's like creative consulting agency, basically. Like, it's like, if you want to like do a music video, a photo shoot, a clothing brand drop, flyers, anything regarding the creative side of things is like music production, event curating, marketing for events, stage setup, all that shit is like what we do. Like, basically, like, we're just like, we're the third hand. Like, we're everyone's third hand in like the creative field. Like, if you need a hand doing anything, do you get? Like, we're not going to come and say, oh, guy, give us your bar to do your events for you. Just like, but we can help you achieve what you want.
That's a nice thing. So you came out as Sound God.
How did
the name come to be?
For like 3 months I was just listening to one mixtape, which is Runtown Sound God Reloaded. And I was just like, yeah, this name Sound God is fucking cold. And it's just like, bro, if I'm a DJ and I'm coming here, say, oh, guy, my name is DJ this or DJ. It's just like, yeah, keep him there with them. Do you get?
Mm-hmm.
You know how there's like maybe someone who's a fashion designer and
he
put his address up for young designers to, okay, everybody send me your stuff. And it's just everybody is just this one clothing, that clothing, this clothing, that clothing. And it's just, you just find someone and just be keeping you people, you clothing people. As you bring clothing, you just keep on saying, hey, D. But if you bring
something different,
a name that doesn't sound conventional, it's like, people are going to want to know what that is, first of all. It's just like, if you see a flyer to an event and in the lineup, you're just seeing Sound God, it's like, you're just like, okay, what is Sound God?
I'll not lie to you. If that's what you were going for, then you achieved that. Because me personally,
like, what the fuck is Sound God, and why is the sound? Why is there three S's in the sound? Like,
yeah, why were there so many S's?
Relax, bro, just do one S, but it's just like,
you just had to be that guy,
yeah.
Back to your parties,
yeah.
Last year you had a couple of really good parties,
yeah.
I'm going to start with the Breeze party. I don't know, that was like your birthday party,
yeah. That was my birthday. And it was like a non-profit party. It was just like,
it was a free party.
Yeah.
No, that party was really,
it was brazy. It was just like, I was just like, it was me and TK that were chilling in my house. I was just chilling, guy. And my guy Zella was going to come from Lagos. And Zella was just like, guy, let's do a party. I was just like, guy, I can't lie, like, I don't have the strength to do a party now. But then men mounts now, them TK, all my guys were just like, guy, let's do this pee. And it was like, we're just like, all right, we're not going to set up tickets because that's just going to be so long. So we'll just do invites only and see how we can cover the cost. And it was just like, we did it, and it was invites only. So basically, how we marketed the thing was by saying it was invites only. But we didn't end up selling tickets. But regardless of whether you got an invite or not, if you pulled up, you would get in.
Yeah.
But so, because it was invites only, it was just like, if I invite, there's like six niggas in this room. If I invite one, and he's like, oh my guy, this babe told me that she's going for this PO, mm-hmm. but it's invites only. Me, I have invites, chair. Everybody's going to try to pattern up their own invites.
Yeah.
And you now, if you collect your own invites, it's like your own guys are where they are. And you can go and meet your other guys that are not these guys and say, oh shit, like, are you going for this P? My other guys have invites. And it's like, oh shit, let's try locking invites.
That actually makes so much sense.
Let's try locking invites. It's like, and then there's no address, there's nothing. It's just DJ lineup, dates, artist lineup. We got Smother to pull up from Lagos. It was like, it was just like, that was just the perfect time to do it. And it was my birthday, so I invited my own people. And it's like, my own people now will now say, oh guy, like, are you going for Brave P? And it's like, oh, you have to get invites. So now, whether you have 10 million naira and you want to buy tickets,
you can't.
If we don't invite you,
yeah, you
can't. 10 million will sit down at home with you.
That's a mad concept.
Yeah, man, that was what we did, man. Shout out TK, man.
Shout out.
But Moon could not give me more Shayu. Where the Shayu? Where the Shayu? Everyone thinks I'm a dick because I lost my stuff. I told you now.
Okay, yeah.
Like 50% of people. I'm telling you, like, I'll just bump into someone I've not seen since 2021. And just like, hey, how far now? They'll just be looking at me like, see this guy, how dare you? He blocks me and you're still doing. You get?
Yeah.
He's just like, oh my, I didn't block you, man. I lost my account. Like, guy, let me tell you something, bro. In anything you're doing, bro. If you know what you're doing, first of all, like, that's knowing what you're doing, first of all, that one is one side. Like, when you come and you know, it's like, see niggas like Ashake, do you get? Like, when you know what you're doing fully, it's like, when you just pull up, you just do it and you don't need to do too much to show that you know what you're doing. So first of all, it's like, bro, I've been DJing since when I was in Dubai. So I was not coming to learn how to DJ on the deck. Like, do you get? How niggas will just, it's just like, there's mad niggas out that's just like learning how to DJ as an official DJ.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Do you get?
I get what you're saying, yeah.
Like, when you want to be a DJ, like, learn how to DJ. And like, first thing, like, understand music.
Do you get? You went through all those processes.
Yeah, because, like, I just clocked, like, transition, no, they help too much. Like, you know, those before you did, yeah, just do. Yeah, see, you did here, now you don't off the voice. Do. Oh, God. Do you understand?
Yeah, get it.
Oga. Just leave. Do you understand?
Are you talking, like, about somebody in particular?
No.
Is it a question?
I'm talking about anybody.
Is it a question?
Me? No, I'm just saying, like, from seeing my name sound good, the first thing you're going to think is, oh, this DJ is coming to do mathematics DJing. Do you understand? That will just come and be offing sound, doing, showing that he's a technical genius. Do you understand? For me, it's just like, bro, I'm a producer. I'll play three songs now in like 1 minute, and you will know that the three songs have changed because I'm playing them over each other. But
true.
I'm working with the key of the song, so it's like it's two songs on one song, but you're hearing one song. I don't know how to explain it to you. Yeah. Guys.
You told me something when we were like a while ago, like some weeks ago. You said something like you listened to Amapiano for like a whole day, 10 hours, something like that.
Yeah, I was saying, like, before, like, when I was in Dubai, all I used to listen to was Amapiano. But, like, now, I don't listen to Amapiano when I'm not DJing. Maybe sometimes I can listen to, like, 2-3 Amapiano. Everyone just thinks, oh, guy, this guy's an Amapiano DJ.
Yeah, we feel like that's
every day, as I just wake up in the morning, as I just wake up in the morning, like, so I just carry my phone. I had the way. We don't start. Since, do you understand? Yeah. That's not the case. Bro, for 4 months, I've been listening to only Drake. That's all I've been listening to, just Drake.
Just Drake.
Yeah, for like 4 months, since before All the Dogs dropped.
That's crazy.
I've been listening to the same album for 4 months.
So starting in January and by December last year, or starting in December, because you said your first official gig was December.
You can say January is crossover night.
Okay.
It was a crossover night party.
Yeah. Okay. So starting in January and by December, you had played at Capital Block.
Yeah.
Street Souk.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Even in the day.
Voltage.
Even in the days.
You didn't see Voltage.
City Boys.
Lakers. ABJ. They play.
How did you get to Lagos? How was that?
With TK.
Like, how did you...
After Ibiza, I saw that I was dulling because the next day TK was in Lagos. So me, I said, I'm dulling. I'm out. Yeah, but I had a booking that day in Lagos.
Okay.
Some events. The night I got there, I had a booking. Because I was meant to go the day after Ibiza, but... I wanted to stay home with my mom because like I was out for the whole weekend. From Davido to Ibiza, I didn't see my house.
Yeah, there was you told me that you get bookings like full weeks.
Yeah.
How does that happen? That's like you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Because that week, that day, that was like a Monday. You told us that you booked from Tuesday to Saturday to Sunday.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Guy, from even in the day, we had bookings to Ibiza for 6 days. It was like
straight
bookings back to back to back to back to back to back.
Wow.
I even did wedding. Wedding after party.
You have played wedding?
They wine. Wedding day like this now, from here, in my native day car. As I finish this hotel now, we could wear native, go face them for there.
Oh, they wine. No. So how do you do it? How do you manage it?
It's like I have guys, like my guys are not darling guys. Like my guys are, well, this sound God piece. Like it's not just me. It's like it's all my guys partnering it. Do you get?
Mm-hmm.
When we have bookings, it's like
it's a wee thing. It's not a
wee thing. When I'm booked anywhere, it's like you are going to see TK.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't see TK, you see Mafo. You get, so it's like, and those are the guys running my shit. You get, and my sister in England as well, like she's the one who manages, does my bookings and everything. So she'll just talk to them. She's going to be the one negotiating bar, anything, season studios, flyers, orders for flyers, people bringing designs that they want to make, events that want us to supply sound or anything. It's like you're talking to Gina straight. It's like she's just going to come and meet me and tell me,
this is it.
You have booking on this day. They are going to pay this amount. That's it.
How about you? They make phones, though.
Leader. Fire. Leader, you are chopping their money.
Shall me? No.
In Abuja.
Let's
Oga.
Know. Let's know what we're talking about.
Have you not booked me before?
That's a different thing. So do you have like a performance ritual, something like a performance ritual?
Yes, no.
Well, share it with us.
I just did my performance ritual now before.
share it. They were not here.
My performance ritual. I used to go and express myself before any gig.
Express yourself how?
Naturally.
Good answer.
Naturally.
Good answer.
With a very natural means.
Mm. So
I express myself.
You do that before every show?
Yes.
So what is I think you are like.
No, my that's Elisha. My performance ritual is that I pray to God before I climb stage. Like I was, like I'm not joking. Like, are you guys whining? Like, real shit. Like, that is my performance ritual.
Okay.
Like, I pray before every set. Like, I just pray to God. Like,
it's important.
Like, you, like God, like Make my hand no fall for here, but like, let me fuck shit up. Like, how many people believe God? Show these people that you are active via me.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So I think it comes with like being a big name. Like, do you know you're a big name, or you don't? Or you know.
You cannot do that now. You cannot keep camera here and be doing that now. You are whining me in front of camera. You cannot do that.
I'm not doing
it. Are they blush for here now?
But you know now, it's a fact.
We are big in Jesus' name.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So, coming with that, like, you know, there are a lot of people say a lot of things.
You see, this is my performance ritual. It doesn't allow their things to reach me.
Okay, so it doesn't get to you.
Where do I want to know? Am I on Snap for you to be say what you want to say? Am I on Twitter? For that, my Instagram. Before you feel reach me, tell me rubbish. Request choke. Before your request reach up, you say you want to talk rubbish. Like you and your people look.
So have you ever had, like, what's the craziest thing you've heard about yourself?
That I have pride.
True. I don't know, like, me too. Like, it was...
It's not me and you that used to chill.
Yeah.
You know, brother, me, I used to chill now.
Yeah.
Do you think I have pride?
No,
I just,
do you know what?
I'm just not accessible.
The first day that I met you, do you remember that day? At that party?
Your own party?
Yeah. When you came.
The one after... There was an event the day before, though.
Yeah, the one after that one.
Yeah, the one that you missed your flight. My time, yeah, where I missed my flight to Lagos.
Yeah, well, thank God I missed the flight.
Yeah, I missed my flight. Stephanie, I'm sorry. My friend had an event in Lagos and she booked me and I missed my flight. It was the day after What the Fuck.
Yeah, so when you came, I just saw you. I thought you were going to come with like hundreds of people. You just came.
My guys went to Lagos.
Okay, all of them.
Me, I missed my flight.
Yeah, okay. But yeah. Smarter to miss his flight.
Smarter didn't miss his flight. Smarter missed his flight, but like he got another flight.
Okay.
Because Vision made his flight.
That day, I remember, like, at the party, somebody came and met me and told me that, Soundgod and Smarter missed their flight. I should find a way and I should get them. I should call this person. And I was so stressed.
Smarter was in the airport.
So I didn't, just went home. I didn't even try to do that. But then you just turned up.
I pulled up now, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, just meeting you, you didn't, I thought you'd.
I thought I was going to pack guys and come and be doing you.
Yeah, maybe you eat
sound good, everybody shift.
Yeah, so you'd not do any of that.
That day was just because, like, it was just, because I knew, like, I was going to be booked to, like, younger people, like, do you get? And, like, just coming off with, like, let me tell you, the last time I did that was, like, one of you guys' parties as well. Where I just put up with like 10 niggas deep and like,
yeah,
just 10 niggas. Yeah. Everybody was, I was just like, bro,
you know, people used to time, like that time, there was one thing people used to time you to get into parties free when you are coming, because you know, this clear gate, when
so coming. People will gather,
so
and
people would time you. When
guys are sharp now, bro, let me tell you, I can't lie, I did that P once.
You have done it,
yeah, now Capital Block like this, bro. I think they booked files, then files were just coming. Me and Mafo were inside Prado, just say, one Prado. Enter. Two Prado. Enter. I say, Mafo, get ready. Three Prado. Enter. I say, Mafo, are you seeing? Four Prado. Enter. We raise him now. Brother, we fall him. Just me enter like artist. I even come down. Like, one guy, I tell him, I say, don't try that again. I change that for one guy. I say, are you crazy?
That's crazy, yo.
I change that for the guy. My guy, Mafo, come, they drag me. Say, this guy is an artist. I didn't tell him to be an artist. I didn't tell the guy, say, no, you don't do that. I change that for the guy, bro. So yeah, I get niggas doing that. It's smart.
It's a smart move. So why do you think people think you have pride?
Because if I come somewhere, like, I don't think I'm meant to be smiling from the gate.
Yeah,
I say, everybody, come, let's hug. Sound good. At least I don't blow smoke. Me couldn't just try come hug me. Like, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
Me not being on social media is like another thing. People just think because they're not on social media, you have pride. But it's just like my account, I have my account that I use, my Finsta account, where I do all my rubbish. But my main account is like, I have bookings there. I have people on my account. Like, Bro, the video follows my main account. It's like a bunch of other people follow my main account. So it's just like,
you can't be.
I'm not about to be just opening my account for anybody to come out and message me and say anything, or you follow me and I will not follow you back, and it's an issue. And it's like, you know.
Do you have people with that issue?
So yes, bro. There's some people that will say they're my guys and like I don't follow them back. It's just like, bro, see what you are doing with your account. You're posting Ronaldo. You understand? Adults like you. Grown man, you're posting Ronaldo. Come on.
And I should follow you back.
So that you go and follow somebody and they enter your account and be saying, see Ronaldo, then I see followed by Sound Ab. Why are you doing that? You're spoiling my steez, bro. Come on. So it's like, yeah, there's people that have that issue. And it's like, sometimes when I go for bookings, I have plenty guys. And I think that's a problem.
Having plenty guys?
Two people, because when I come, I have plenty guys. And some people think I come with plenty guys to intimidate them or to scare them. And it's just like, these my guys now. The same way you're waiting for this set, they're waiting for the set too. And the same way you want to chop this on my piano,
is the same
my
way
guys want to chop it too.
Exactly.
But the only problem is that my friends like to wear black. So now, when we wear black,
example,
when we wear black, come like this now, if it be like 10, when we did the gate, if it is in a bad people come, we are not bad. We just want to, we're even friendly, we want to make friends. You know, if your friends are fine, we want to make friends. We came here to make friends, to socialize, you know, no new people. Get to, you know, be a part of the community.
Bro.
People just think, we came to fight. We come to fight. We came to DJ and when we finish the set, we're out.
We go now. Yeah, exactly.
And that's another problem people have. It's like they'll say they booked me and after I finished my set, I left. As you were doing party, did I know? I didn't know. Now you are doing, you say I didn't stay to vibe. What's my business with your vibe? Like, what did you pay me to? You paid me to come here and DJ myself and leave. And like, I'm leaving now and it's a problem. It's like, that's one of the reasons why I have issues with people who book me. Like, two or three people have said, I left after my show. Like,
what did they want you
to do? It's just like, when I got here, I greeted you, right? Yes, we did. We hung out for a bit before my sets. We did. I played my sets for the complete time you booked me for. And I'm going now. Because maybe I didn't say bye or I packed my guys and left. It's a problem.
People always have...
Bro, people always have something to cry about. Bro. I'm like, why are you crying, bro? Like, you're an adult.
So I want to... that last party that Summer Shy that you came for,
yeah,
when you were at the VIP place,
yeah,
there was, do you remember one guy
that I changed this for?
Yeah,
I changed it for the guy now.
Do you usually have people doing that to you,
to change this for the guy?
No, people that are usually just coming to you. What was the guy telling you,
guy? Like, do you understand? Like,
because I was actually afraid. I was just,
it was a very, very, very weird guy. Like,
I saw you, I said, okay, maybe you know.
Bro, like, how can you, bro? Like, let me tell you, me and this guy, but like, I was just chilling. Okay, I didn't come with guys. Normally, if I come with my guys, don't worry. Like, if I come with guys, you will not be able to come here.
Any chance.
You will not be able to enter that place. VIP, you want to enter. And it was just like, I think you guys gave me one security when I got there, but
yeah.
The security guy was chopping his life and he just like, Slimzy, this car that place. The security guy was just drinking and dancing. Like, I saw him when the guy, because when that guy came out, I was like doing all that weird shit. I was like, wait, where's this guy that's meant to be with me here? And I saw the guy just chilling there. He was even trying to collect one babe's number.
Bouncer.
So it was just like, I was there and the guy just came and started telling me that he's an artist.
Hey, good.
That he wants me to be playing his jams anywhere I go. I was just like, all right, nice one. Let me just give you my number. So you just send it to me on WhatsApp.
You have tried.
Next thing, the guy started playing the song in my ear. Just started playing the song and was putting it in my ear. Say, guy, hear this part. I was just like, yeah, guy, my piano is mad. Just send it to me on WhatsApp. The guy was just like, yeah, oh yeah, now. I now came back. Then I was trying to configure my expression tools.
Yeah, your expression tools.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
I was trying to configure my materials for my pre-ritual. You guys just slap it.
You're joking.
All my materials forged.
Wait, are you joking?
Guy, I'm telling you, like, he was just telling me something and he just hit it. I just say, hey, where are my guys?
That's crazy.
You want DJ? My fault, go don't give him slap. Say, guy, wait till you they do. Do you understand? Okay, but my fault doesn't slap people, sorry. But my fault would have cautioned him. Like, why did you do that?
Why did you do that? Yeah.
That's wrong. My fault would have told him that he was wrong for doing that. But yeah, it was like, niggas are crazy.
That's
guy, the guy discharged my brain. I wanted to die. Like, I was just like, guy, are you mad?
That's crazy, yo.
And it was just like, if I did anything, if I stood up and did anything,
dude, now, see,
everybody would just say, see, sound God, I've beat that boy. That boy didn't do anything. Those guys just think they're big boys. They came to beat somebody at the party. So I looked for you now.
Yeah.
I told them to get you. Like, this guy should just go. Like, he should not worry. I'm not angry. He should go. Actually, I don't want to see him.
Oh, do you have other crazy experiences like that?
Bro, plenty mad nonsense.
Please share.
Bro, just some days back in Speakeasy, like, I had a booking for Boston. One guy said he's going to pay me to play his song.
He's going to pay you
to
play his song.
But one thing that me, I can never say no to. Jesus can bear me witness. Jesus. Me, I cannot say no to money. If it's something I can do, I say, okay, play me your song. As I just put, yeah, see this guy, they sing some Brent Fires, Piazza Abba. We're in club now. You cannot do that. Me, nobody they listen to Brent Fires and Drake past me. But I know they play R&B for club. The guy started telling one of my guys that I'm an asshole, blah, blah, blah. He wanted me to play a song. He was even offering to pay me. Me, that he wanted to give 50k. How much do I have? A bunch of crazy shit.
50k.
I'm just like, these niggas don't even know me, bro. It's just like, but yeah, I'm carrying laptops to come and DJ for you in the club. That's why.
Guy, people are.
I'm a DJ, you know. He's gonna tell that DJ to play my song. It's like, we're DJs, so people just feel like they can tell us rubbish. But yeah.
That's crazy, guy. Do you have people recognizing you, like, out, like, oh, sound good? Oh.
Yeah.
How does that?
One day I went to Chicken Republic with my younger sister. And this is some children. They just did the package, they do their phone like this.
They want you to see the three cameras.
No, they did not come and snap.
Okay.
Yeah. My sister just said, those children are snapping you. I said, oh, God. They came and met me and said, Shah, it's not because I've blown, no. They came and met me and said, oh, we know you from Smada's TikTok. We know Smada. You understand? She was like, are you know sound God? I said, yes. Say, sorry, can we snap with you? Say, yes, let's snap. They do peace. I did fuck you. They said, no, do peace. Do peace. They do peace. I said, no, let's take picture, please. I took picture with them. It's my younger sister there. From that day, my younger sister went home now. She told my mom that this guy has blown. Come and see people. Two people that came to meet me, my sister told my mom, come and see people in Chicken Republic.
Yes, no.
Everybody, they had to lock the door. Too many girls. Too many girls. Crazy shit. Type shit.
So what do you do when you know, like, what do you do for fun? Like, what do you do after a show? Like, how's it like?
I go to Palomino's to eat.
Then.
So 8 wings on Indomie with Mafo and TK. And then I go home and express myself. Go home and express myself and sleep.
To the next day. If you have another one, it goes.
Same routine, yeah. I mean, if it's like weekday bookings, it's like I just chill after because the next day is like I have shit to do. So, but on weekends, I'll probably go to club. Magic City.
You play at clubs too?
Yeah, I'm playing in 345 tomorrow.
How is playing in clubs compared to...
It's better than playing at anywhere else.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because these people, they are drunk. Do you understand? in events now, somebody's actually waiting to hear the mix, and like they want to. There's people that are like, there's people that are just there to even see whether the event is a flop,
bro.
Do you understand? Hey, so those people that are there to see whether the event is a flop.
No, this one.
And that DJ was just playing rubbish since yesterday. Like, I'll just say, yeah, Yana's, do you get? But if it's like clubs, these people, they came to dance first of all. Like that's why
those ones came to.
That's why they are awake by 3 a.m.
True.
That's why they are dressed. They are wearing heels. You see men wearing native by 3. That's why, because they are here to dance
and have fun.
So even if you play, even if you're playing Lana Del Rey in the club, they will dance. Then imagine now being a good DJ. Now turns it up a notch. It's like, yeah. It will be crazy. Sometimes I'll go to a club and they'll book me maybe and pay me my normal fee now. And I'll go home with maybe 200K extra bar from people just coming to give me bundles of money in the club. Like, I swear, like, several times, Mafo, me and Mafo will go somewhere and I'll just say, Mafo, smart near that deco. Mafo will just smart like this, bro. They will just come. They will drop bundle. Mafo will, come on. They will drop bundle. Mafo will go do diligently. AJ, we could go out with like 200K minus the booking.
That's mad, that's mad.
This is casual.
Like this is just like...
Bro, that 200K, me and Mafo will use it to express ourselves.
The so whole 200K, use it to express yourself.
To apartments, streets. Yeah, streets. To apartments. The money, we have to chop it now. That money
definitely. So, what you were saying, Sharp, from what you were saying, why is it that like when they go to like... parties, people are always at why is it that people always find fault with the DJs?
Because some people are just there to find fault in everything.
But it's always DJs.
Yeah, DJs take most of the blame for everything at events. It's like the light is bad. It's a DJ. The sound is bad.
It's a DJ.
People are not dancing.
It's a DJ.
Yeah, it's like I'll go to some parties and the DJ is tearing the place up. Most of the time, some people don't even know that I can DJ.
Yeah.
People think I'm a whack DJ and I'm just fresh.
True. It's not true. But it's no, not
but
true.
Like, that's but like, I think that. Right?
Yeah. Because me too, that first time before, because I'd never heard you play before then, I just thought, oh, is he sound good? Like, if sound good is there, people come, things like that, things like that, things like that. But then after hearing you, I went back, you know, Abba now.
It was even the day you heard me play. Like, you heard me play a full set.
Yeah, it was even in the day. It was even in the day. I went back.
You told me now, that guy, bro, like, guy, even in the day.
Was like, it was crazy. It was on another level.
And it was like me, anytime I have 2 gigs. Second gig, I'm going to go and tear fire. That's the first one I don't want my heart for there. Because that day, even if they had it, it's okay. Before even we were doing the marathon thing.
Okay, that man.
There. Ah, if I don't want my heart. I will come there even if they have it. If it's in the FCC. But I can't say all of them will die.
I swear you, the party just fired from there. Brother,
as I finish myself, bro, everybody started going.
Yes, no. Ain't no party like a sango, party like a sango, party like a sango, party. Yeah, so let's talk about Ibiza. Yeah. Let's talk about Ibiza.
Is you that will tell them about Ibiza?
No.
You're one of our chief organizers.
Me, I don't know. I'm just, you're the one that will tell us. How's Ibiza?
Bro, this one said we didn't even achieve what we wanted to do fully. It's like, bro, what it's we wanted to do was like this venue I'm about to tell you, bro, like Hilton reached out to us here.
Are you serious?
To do Ibiza at Hilton in like September. But like it was just like they were not going to give us enough sponsorship.
Better not Aura.
You get, so it was just like forget Aura, like Hilton wanted us to do free entry.
Oh, okay.
It's like, so how are we going to make the money we spent back?
Exactly.
On all this promotion and all this stuff. How are we going to make all the money back and setting up? Hilton already is like needs to be reset up, like the pool. It's like it just needed so much, but like they were not about to give us that amount of money. But Aura, you know, like we pretty much partner with Aura.
Yeah,
like, we didn't do so much talking with them. Like they were so chill and like they were ready to do anything we wanted to do there.
Yeah, so it has been a nice time. We had fun with you. We'll definitely have you back again
Yeah
sooner or later.
Yeah, because they get some people where I won't clear for podcast, but I know I won't clear now because I never get the money where they find. They get one money where they find.
Tell us how much
when
now.
I collect that money first. The way you go, no, say I don't collect that money. You go first see white Range Rover. Because when I collect my white Range Rover, just remind me of, I go come clear all of you. Everybody with the yarn or those
white Range Rover.
Collect my white, you go see my white Range. Anytime we show the white Range.
White Range.
I collect my white Range. As you see white Range, just you will know say you get issue with me.
It's over for you.
Okay, make we know to talk, Abby. You will know say you get issue with me. When you see me with white Range Rover, just hide.
Okay. Yeah, it's been nice. Thank you guys for listening up to this point. Make sure you engage with our social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, X, and Midnight Shayo, and comment and do what you have to do. If you have been listening, you can watch us on YouTube, Midnight Shayo.
Yeah, man, follow me, sound good. Yeah. Fine girls.
You also see it. You see it there.
Follow my socials, baby.
Thank you. Next week, same time, same place. We're out.